Proclamation number 3708 of 9th of March, 1946. Spiritual turn. A spiritual upheaval, that is, a total change of people's spiritual state, also requires a total transformation of everything that is the carrier of the spiritual. This is to be understood in such a way that the visible creations must first release the spiritual so that it can reach higher maturity in a new form. Consequently, the spiritual embedded as a human being must also be released from its external form, for this spiritual is decisive for the spiritual state on earth, which has currently reached a low as never before in this period of development and which is therefore the cause of a total transformation of the earth. This regressed spiritual substance must first be brought into a form which corresponds to its maturity before the spiritual substance, now embedded as a human being, can move in an elevated spiritual state, before a spiritual turning point occurs in which the human being is closer to God and everything remote from God can no longer oppress him. Such a spiritual change therefore necessitates the destruction of visible creations and also the physical downfall of people, with the exception of those who have established contact with God through their faith and love and are therefore close to God and therefore need not fear another earthly life. These will experience the spiritual turning point. Due to their elevated state of maturity, they will witness the complete destruction of all living things on earth and the destruction of their external form and yet not be affected by it themselves. They will first go through the deepest depth of human mentality in order to then be led upwards through God's great love. The previously lightless state on earth will give way to a state of brightest light. There will be a change of immense significance, a transformation of all thinking of the earth's inhabitants and the right relationship with God will be established first, which is why happiness and bliss will also be part of people on earth who will now start a new period of development in fullest harmony and loving activity. And this spiritual upheaval cannot take place until the spirits have first completely decided, until they themselves are clear about the direction of their will. All half-heartedness must decide, it must be preceded by an open confession to God or his adversary, for God does not condemn what is not opposed to him as a fundamental adversary. He takes pity on every weakness of will and seeks to remedy it. He seeks to help the weak so that it will find the right path and tread it. But if the being has decided to rebel against God, then the hour of the end has also come, then the die has been cast which determines the spiritual being's fate for eternity. Then the day of judgment has come, the complete separation of the spirits and the complete destruction of that which holds spiritual things on earth. Then the time will have come which will be followed by the spiritual turning point. A state on earth where the human being only carries God-oriented spiritual substances within himself, where he lives in love and intimate communion with God in peace and bliss, where he works and creates according to God's will, and where all spiritual substances still bound in form strive upwards and continue their interrupted course of development, but where hard matter is the carrier of the spiritual substances embedded on the old earth as human beings, which now start their course of development through the creations of the new earth again and have to cover it under hard conditions in order to one day reach the free decision of will again. And therefore you humans do not expect a spiritual change on this earth, for this has become impossible due to the all too far distance from God, which can only be reduced in the aforementioned way. You must familiarize yourselves with the thought of a complete dissolution and destruction of the creations visible to your eye. Otherwise you will neither be able to muster understanding for the last judgment nor for the new earth and its paradisiacal state. You must believe what is made known to you. Otherwise you will not be able to expect the coming of the Lord either, which can only appear possible to you in profound faith in God's omnipotence, love and justice, which would find no human explanation and therefore will only take place when the last day has come. When it will be impossible for all unbelievers to continue living as human beings and the miracle of the Lord's coming will no longer mean a compulsion to believe for the believer. For everything is understandable to the spiritually awakened person, because God's love and omnipotence is the reason for everything that happens. Amen.